It's time for Adviceline. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. We do have a strong call this evening, and I will take that up in a few minutes after my opening of this program. And I want to talk about the hypnosis of knowledge. Now, I want to say something about hypnosis in my book, Hypnotic States of Americans. And I'll repeat this later on because it bears repeating. I believe his name, maybe Paul could verify this. I do this from memory, and my memory is not that great. I think it was a person who escaped as a KGB agent and defected to America, and his name was, I believe, Yuri Brezhnev? Bezanov. Bezanov. And I saw the video of him being interviewed several times and was struck by the brilliance, or if you can call it brilliance, when you come to manipulating whole generations of people, whole countries of people. But he said about social engineering, which is equivalent brainwashing, social engineering in this country. So it sounds better when you say social engineering. You don't know what that means, but I do. And he said that that is tantamount to hypnosis, to put it all in a few words, and that the whole nations can be under that influence and never realize it nor ever want to realize it. And it's so bad that they become loyal to that source that turned them upside down, where they think that their thoughts, you know, are their thoughts when they're other people's thoughts. And the love that they have for those people who violated them, it doesn't seem like violation. It just seems like they love them, and they champion. They love them, and they elect them. They even marry them. Have you? What do you think marriage is all about? I mean, how many? What's the percentage of divorces in this country? 60-70%. When you have repeat offenders, you know, second and third, fourth, even sixth divorces. So we tend to be drawn to the wrong kind of people. And just like addicts to a pusher. You know, you just name them all. You can see them. It could be religion. It could be politics. You could be electing the very thing that will bring your downfall. And what he said was really fascinating, because he obviously had some experience with this kind of knowledge. He said, it is so, people stick with their beliefs, this kind of belief, which is upside down to reality. And to such a degree that when they find themselves in the death camp or the gulag with a gun in their head, they will never believe it until that gun is in their head, and then they may believe it. That's how stubbornly they will believe in what they've been brainwashed to think. And you can see Hitler, what he did to the Hitler youth. I mean, 11 and 12-year-olds were fighting for Hitler. Everybody was fighting for him, dying for him, as if he was a god. How did he do it? Now, the thing is, I have a book called Hypnotic States, and I'm embarrassed, you know. And I shouldn't be embarrassed, because I should have known better to give it the name Hypnotic States of Americans. It was sort of tempting, because it's really true, but I knew in my heart of hearts I had a sponsor that was sort of tickled with this title. It's a correct title. It's right on the money. But you can't get people to believe that they're in the state. And I give a demonstration. If you go to my website, you want to see a demonstration before 500 people or so, and with a full explanation, more than any, you know, carnival hypnotist can do. And it's not difficult to do it. Any idiot can do it. But not any idiot can undo it. Not even a college professor, psychology. That nobody can undo it once it's done. Not even the person themselves. Because they tend to defend it so much, they hide it from themselves. What do you think the problem is with psychiatry? 10 years it takes for a person to admit something, to see something. And sometimes it's not so big. So, anyway, try the Hypnotic States of Americans. Don't be afraid of it. I'd be afraid if I didn't have this book. Don't wait till you get into a gulag with a gun in your head. Thank you.
The Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Here we are. I would like to talk to you tonight. But first I will talk to my callers. There's quite a few already, so we'll start off with them right away. But I am very concerned about returning veterans or soldiers, military, and they're coming home to a broken country where there may be an 18% unemployment, and especially no employment for them, and to wives who've been alone and tempted in certain ways, you know, being lonely, being the men being on duty for so long, so many tours. And so they're going to come home broken, and more broken by being home. They're broken in both places. And the VA doesn't know what to do. And they'll come home like Rambos. I mean, crazy. And I'm not sure. I am sure, actually, when I'm saying this, but I'll just say it just for the hell of it. You know, I don't think the administration will take kindly to that. There's a certain danger here. So I want to ramp up my pleas for help, because forgive me for sounding braggadocious, but there's only one cure for it. There's the ability to the soldier to help himself or herself. And I have that key, and it's well known in the military. Except I don't have enough money to give CDs to them all, which I'd like to do. I need you to ramp up. If you haven't given any support to this program, please, if only for that, keep me on the air, but send something every month, please. There's not enough of you doing this. If you know what, people like to listen to my program, but I want you to know, my friends, that it costs a lot of money to broadcast. I don't have any sponsors, so all the weight of the cost is on the foundation. And so when you listen to this, don't think that this is an ordinary commercial program. It's not. We're a nonprofit organization. And we do things for charity. And my favorite charity is the military. And it should be yours. They give their lives for you and you waste yours. I'm sorry to put it that way. Help me to help them. Now, I'm taking some calls now. And I will get to that if I can. That is, if the calls keep coming in, I'll stay with the calls. But as often as I can, I will mention them. You can get a copy of the CD called Coping Strategies. coping strategies. And you can go to my website, FHU.com. Buy one. If you buy one, I can send several CDs to them. And you will benefit from it. It is a military coping strategy. You can download it stripped of all the military information, because that the CD is full of that. But it has four little meditation techniques. And so there's about 4 hours worth. And so it contains the basic one, Be Still and Know, and three others, Pain, Fear, and Stress. And you can get that on my website, downloaded all of them for $10, which is very reasonable. Or $15, I believe. Is that right? Yes, it's $15. Download. But the CD, $25, I believe. The CD will be the one that is the military one. You'll see how nicely it's packaged and shrimp-wrecked. Get it right. There's something fishy about that. That's right. All right, we're going to take our calls now. I've been talking all day long, so I'm a little bit hoarse. So see if I can go through the first hour. All right, we're going to go to Kay in California. Hello, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing better, thank you.
Good. I want to talk to you about a little problem that I had since my childhood. My father molested me when I was really young.
Yes.
So.
How young?
I've dealt with it as best as possible, but now as an adult, and my father passing in 2005, I have spiraled out of control. I have hurt those I love and those who love me, my friends, my family, my boyfriend, and I don't know how to stop the pain. I don't know how to stop the hurting. I want to heal. I want to forgive. I want to move forward. But it's almost impossible to move forward because I don't know how to forgive. I wanted forgiveness from my father before he died. I wanted him to say, I'm sorry. I wanted to forgive, but I never heard him say, I'm sorry for what I did. And after his death, things changed for me. I started hurting those that I love before they hurt me.
I understand.
I left my life in my father's hands, but yes. Instead of caring for me and loving me and nurturing me, he hurt me. And I really don't know how to heal.
I can help you. You want help now?
Yes, I do.
You've heard me before?
Yes, I have.
Do you have this? Do you have Be Still and Know?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the Be Still and Know meditation where the one?
No,
that,
I do not have it. But
how long you been listening?
Well, someone dear to me introduced me to you, and I've only been listening every once in a while for a few months.
Yes.
So not enough to learn your meditation or to purchase it or.
Fair enough.
To really actually grasp.
Let me see if I can do a little experiment with you. Would you like to go through a little experiment? Because it's really the whole thing is really quite simple, and I feel that you're hungry, yearning for the truth that will set you free, and the truth is very close to you, and the truth lies in your conflict, and how you deal with your conflict. The truth lies in the form or function of what we call conscience. And conscience feels like the enemy. That's what it feels like. So it's ever present. And you are infected with an identity, an entity, that makes you think that the conscience is your enemy. See? And so therefore you struggle with it. You tend to doubt. You doubt yourself all the time. You want to be better. You want to believe. But there's always that side of you that approaches you and makes you doubt and puts strange thoughts in your mind.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
So now, if you close your eyes for a minute, would you?
Yes.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. Would you put the phone in your left ear?
Yes.
And are you sitting on a chair or a sofa or bed?
On my bed.
Okay. And Are you comfortable that way?
Yes, I am.
Good. Now, put your right arm hanging by your side.
Okay.
Okay? And if you want to sit in a straight back chair, it would be better, but this will do. Okay. Now, all I want you to do is follow a simple instruction without effort. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay. Close your eyes and be aware of your eyelids. Very simple. Just notice that your eyelids are there. Can you do that?
Yes.
In other words, as you're looking at your eye, but something is looking at those eyelids. And right in this moment, you have no thought in your head. What you're looking at is a display of light, little pixels of light, like a TV that's on, but there's no picture, and you have that white noise, and it's pixelated, little pixels moving across the screen of your mind. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Now, there is no thoughts there. Now, how do we get there to look at your mind and see no thought? You know what's happening? You're in a meditative state. You're in a meditative state by just doing that. In a meditative state, and you're not in your thoughts anymore. You're outside your brain. You're outside your fantasy, your intellect, your imagination, your dream state. You're outside it. Now, listen carefully for the next phase. Be aware of your right arm hanging by your side. And now, if you be aware of your right forefinger, the awareness that you have in your mind, in your forehead, becomes a tingling in your first finger, just by being aware that you include the finger in the looking at your eyelids. You can do that. You can almost see your hand with your mind's eye, and you can see your finger. You can almost be, you don't have to look at it or imagine it. I don't want you to imagine it. I want you to notice the finger only. Can you do that, please?
Yes.
Now, does it tingle just a little bit? Wait for a moment. Tell me when it tingles.
Yes.
Okay. Like blood is going into it, but it's energy. Now, transfer the awareness to the second finger and let me know when it tingles.
It's tingling.
Good. Now, the third finger. And that's easy.
It's tingling.
And now the little finger. Yeah, see. Now the thumb. Mm-hmm. Now, you keep doing that while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Would you do that?
Yes.
Now listen carefully. I'm going to explain something, although I don't need to explain it, but you'll delight in the explanation. What is happening here is you are close to God. And you don't know it yet. You don't know it. You only have my word for that, but it's true. And so you don't have to believe me or disbelieve me. Just listen. That's all I ask you. And so the reason why now, as you're looking at your forehead, you're looking at the surface of your brain. And that's where, and that play of light is on your brain, and that's becoming a programming from within, God's programming. See, this will wash out all your anger and hostilities and becomes what you call forgiveness, because in this state you are being forgiven. You were forgiven before you were born, and what you've experienced with your parents is a variation of what everybody experiences from original sin. You see, so you weren't born innocent. You were born, and when you came into the world, you came into the world, and the world grasped you and multiplied your suffering. And you multiplied your own by struggling to save yourself as if you could. But the salvation waiting was always there. You are being saved. Your salvation is being saved from original sin. See, all have fallen and been short of the glory of God, the good book says. You know, you're a Christian lady, I imagine. And so you understand that we're all sinners, but you didn't desire to sin. You didn't want this kind of life. You are a spiritual person, and you understand what I'm saying when I say you're being saved from sin. Your choice is rather a longing to be saved from this condition. Can't save yourself. Nobody can save you. The salvation is prepared. You are forgiven. Therefore, you play it forward. And playing it forward means that you can see that what was in your father is now in you, or what was in your mother that did it to your father, that turned him into this. And if he was really a man, he couldn't be turned into it, but never mind. Mother played a role too. So I want you to understand that's all you need to hear, and want you to play it forward. You will play it forward effortlessly. You now have the ability to deal perfectly with the next imperfect moment, imperfect people, because you know full well that what they do to you, they cannot help. Now that you've experienced yourself, you find yourself doing unto others before they do it to you, or doing unto others what was done unto you, and you cannot stop it, even if you try, because sin has that hold. And that's why God knew this. Through one man, sin, and death through sin comes, spread through the human race. But through one man, it goes out. I mean, you know who I speak of, whoever I speak. Now, I want you to open your eyes now and look around the room and tell me if you see brightness, if everything is brighter.
I do.
Ah, do you feel relieved of, I know you
do.
You feel lifted.
I do.
See, the problem is gone. Where is the problem?
Is it gone forever? Will it return?
Well, it's up to you. It's up to you now. If you will do this little exercise, I will send you a CD. No charge. Don't want any money for it. And I will send you it. I'll make sure that we get your address before you leave the program, the telephone. But I want you to now to be grateful for this, that you have a gift. Something's happening to you, and you will notice it tomorrow. And if you practice this little exercise without muttering anything, without expecting anything, so that you become programmed. Because, you see, you only have two choices. You're programmed by God or in default. As you came into the world, you got programmed, demoralized, degraded by the forces that degraded your mother and father. When they came into the world, they had it done to them. That's why your father was that way. He couldn't help himself. He couldn't help but do it to you. He couldn't stop himself. Do you see that? As you couldn't stop yourself, nobody can help it. That's why Jesus cried out, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," even when they were killing him. See that? That's the magic. Now, you don't have to go through that kind of thing he did, but from now onwards, deal with people perfectly, and you have this grace in you. You always had it. All you need is to know that you were redeemed and to believe it. Trust that. And that something inside you will come back, and it sits on your doorstep, and it will come back to tempt you. This is what I want you to do, or not to do. Don't argue with it. Don't argue with your thoughts. Don't agree with what it wants you to believe, or disagree. Just be a watcher. And being a watcher means you don't get tempted to struggle with yourself. Just watch it. It doesn't like to be watched. And when you watch it, the light is coming through. It's not you that deals with this mess of thought. If it reappears, and it may, it is the light within you that's dealing with it. So therefore, don't be tempted to struggle, because that's what pulls you in deeper and makes you give your life to it. It tricks you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
You see, you'll be fine. And now, do you have a computer?
I do.
You actually go to my website, and you don't. It says listen to, Be Still and Know, and it doesn't cost anything. Why don't you go there?
Okay, I will.
And then that will finish my work. Okay, and will you call me?
I will.
Promise to call me if you have. Call me Monday.
I promise to call you.
Good, Monday be fine. You'll be okay at least
through
Monday.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. See how magical it is? It doesn't take drugs, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It takes know-how, doesn't it? That's it. God bless you. Okay. Thank you very much. And I'll talk to you soon. All right. Now, my dear friends, I don't know what I deserve. You know, you got this cult leader fellow or some hip-hop person. I don't know what you call them in the entertainment business, with hundreds of thousands of stars, and, I mean, followers, buying records and all kinds of things. And to what end? And I'm sitting here every night for 53 years. Now I could hardly get anybody to, but hard to get them to call, hard to get them to donate, hard to get them to buy a book. I mean, I sell 2-3 books a day. I got 250 stations. How is this? The lines are filled. Where are the support? Where's my friends? I just want you to understand, it's more than just me helping you on the program every night. The foundation, that is, I represent the Foundation of Human Understanding, has given 65,000, well, it will be when we send off this last shipment. There's 5,000 CDs left, and then we have to order more. So far. But the problem with military is that they're being broken and coming home with the enemy, and the enemy's here. In the VA, in the politics, they've come home to an 18% unemployment. And maybe a wife that's run off with another fellow been seduced because of loneliness. And you see the danger of this. No work for them. Do you see the danger? Do you see it? I have the knowledge. I have the means and the discipline and the CDs. I can multiply. I'm a multiplier. I can multiply what I do by distribution. And Colonel Monaco of Patriot Outreach is the one that distributes these CDs. I don't have the contacts. He does it. He works very hard distributing them free of charge. I had a contact with a contractor, I suppose, wanting to, you know, buy them yet. So I don't know where we're going to go. But it would be nice if the VA would buy CDs from the foundation, and then they give them free to the military. But we've been doing it for years, and the downloads, I don't know how many, it's God knows how many downloads that you'd get on Patriot Outreach site for the military only. So please send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Look how simple that was. Could you give anyone, could any psychiatrist give this relief? Well, but they might hypnotize a person and give them temporary relief. That was counter-hypnotic. What you saw there was counter-hypnotic. It was spiritual. It is the simple way. It has been blocked for thousands of years because it's that simple. There's nothing to it. And I mean nothing. The less you do, the more it happens to you effortlessly. But then how can you crow about pride and achievement when everything's effortless? I don't remember. I have no memory of a feeling of writing 17 books and God knows what else, articles, hundreds, thousands, truckloads in 53 years. Well, 60 years because you have to add 7 years where I was writing my first book in the Institute of Hypnosis in Houston, Texas. Practice hypnotherapy. That's where I learned to unhypnotize. See, that state that young lady was in is a hypnotic state, and you call it trauma. But you cannot cure trauma. You cannot cure a spiritual condition with an injection of chemicals or pills. All you do is exacerbate the problem because you dull the person to the conscience, and they live longer, and when the pill wears off, they're even more crazy because the machinery is still doing wrong things, and the conscience comes back more fierce. I'm Roy Masters.
This is Advice Line program number K6639. That's K6639.
All right, go to my web page. If you want to just try the meditation at no charge, and then and go there every day, and just don't buy it, don't give me anything. That's not a good idea. But if you have no money, then that's forgivable. But wait, see if it works. See if I can bring you to that state. But you have to be willing. Yeah, you don't have to believe it right now. It's not a matter of believing yet. It's a matter of delivering your consciousness to a place within you and separating it from the intellect. Do you get that? Now, if you have a love of God, I can help you. If you don't, if you're suspicious, ain't he Joe, like the guy's a crazy guy, ain't he Joe? You know, got that attitude. What the hell do you know about this? I could help you, but you damn yourself by thinking of me that way. That's not you thinking. That's your dark side. You're not capable of original thought, and that is an original thought from the other side. See, that's the sort of, you're a typecast person. So that's, I know how you think. So doubt is your faith. And the young lady just now, doubt wasn't her faith. She was toppled by it. And you haven't got enough consciousness, some of you at least listening, to have conflict. You're completely immersed in your imagination and oblivious to conscience. Everything's all right. You got lots of support, lots of drink, lots of friends, lots of drugs, possibly, you know, and lots of anger. That's a drug. That's a cheap drug, isn't it? All right. So, I'd like to remind you, it's 3 weeks to our seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in Oregon, and you stay at the ranch. And by the way, if you have a RV, we'll take something off cost. If you sleep in your RV, and if you want to eat in your RV, we'll take that much off too. And because we only have so much space in the main hall with theater-style seating in the main conference room. So I think we're about 65 in there. So we have to limit the number of people who bring their trailers. So we'll make arrangements. I'll talk to the staff tomorrow about what we can deduct for that. And that will leave room for a person to stay at the ranch. And the food is included. And I believe you won't be sorry. And Paul Owen, our engineer, IT guy, is going to make arrangements so that the day that we have the seminar, maybe Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or something like that. Is it, Paul, is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? I forget. Yeah. Is it Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? The 3rd to the 5th of September. All right. So you'll be able to go to your TV and click. And if you can pay the $50 for the whole day seminar each day, $150. But if you can't, we will manage to give it for what you can afford, for those who cannot afford it. It's a fundraising thing, don't you see? To get the money to help soldiers with PTSD. Thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And now, I did mention in the break, you may not have heard it, some stations put commercials in there and take mine out. That's all right. The seminar is the Labor Day seminar, the 5th of November, September, excuse me. And when that day comes, and if you didn't come in person, and not able to come, of course you can't, we'll make arrangements so you can watch it on your TV or your computer. And there's a high quality, and there's just so many people we can have to listen to that. And if you pay the $50 for that day, it's fundraising to help soldiers to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. I give them these CDs that you can get too, by the way. I highly recommend that. if you have problems, because all the emotional problems, all the way up to PTSD, are amenable to the little experiment I just had with the young lady. She's going to finish it off by going to my website, FHU.com, and listen to the rest of it, no charge. There's no reason for a person not to go without, because even if you don't have a computer, you can listen on the telephone. And where's the telephone number? I got it right here. If you be still to know by phone is 206-315-4836. It's 24 hours a day. It's there. When it starts when you dial the number, and no charge. And it will help you. Not everybody, because not everybody's helpable. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. It's very simple. So when the day comes, that's the 5th of September, you'll be able to click and make a payment with your credit card on your machine. And you go to someone's house and sit around the house. Instead of going out on the highway and getting killed, put increased chances, sit at home and enjoy our discussions. All right, now we're going to take another call. Who's next? Give me the next more interesting one. Okay. Charles.
Yes.
Okay. Charles, what can I do for you?
I called two nights ago. Just want to let you know that I was able to get to tingle on the right side a bit. But you also mentioned that you said I was infected with this thing. And
What? I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
I've been able to get myself to meditate on the right-hand side now.
That's good. That's good.
You also said I was infected with...
Infected, yes. Everybody is. Everybody has a dark side. And we don't think much of it, except when it's fully developed. It begins to fully develop and reveal its ugly, its so-called ugly head. And it creates tremendous conflict. But the conflict serves its purpose so that you struggle with it, you give power to it. When you get angry with someone, you invite it in. When it gets in, then you get angry with it inside you, then that spirit of the person starts to grow. So the person can walk away, he's infected you just by making you angry. So now you deal with it with your ego. You don't know about God helping you. You go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, you take pills and you drink. You try to get rid of it, but what you're doing is getting rid of the conscience that could save you. Because there's a tendency to think, for it to know, and for you to give you to know, that together you consider conscience and people with a conscience, believe it or not, as enemies. Just like the administration, it tends to think of the real owners of this country, citizens, the Tea Party and no others, but people who have that mentality, are the real owners of citizens of this country. Everybody else is upside down. And so that's why they look at them as Adolf Hitler would see the Jews. So they see the Tea Party. You have to understand they're upside down people in positions of power. And upside down people elected them because there's more of them. Pretty soon there'll be more of them than there is of us, and then it'll be the end of our country. They just vote. They will vote your constitution away. I'm taking the spiritual principle on a personal level to the same thing in a higher level. So you will lose your soul. You'll lose your life, struggling because you don't know how to deal with your infection, and we don't know how to deal with the infection of socialism or communism, if you like, in this country. See that? It's an infection, socially engineered. Yep. So, what else can I say to you? You don't ask the question. You just told me your hand was tingling. That was it. I hope that's helpful. I think we lost him. On a cell phone. Yeah, probably. All right. Who else is next? I am, because all these calls are coming in, and my producer will give me the next one. That's it kind of flows into the. Yeah, I know. I know that. I don't know when you're talking, so but it's okay. Vince, is it Vince? Hello, Vince.
I enjoyed your little talk last night.
Thank you.
Actually, it was big talk.
What can I do for you?
Let me compliment you on that first caller, the woman you engineered her whole demeanor changed when you were through with her. She wasn't
She'll never be. If she will just follow that little tiny exercise without desiring anything except what she was getting then, but she couldn't know what it was. It was about to develop. It's about to show itself in the change of environment. In other words, she's going to influence whatever's in her is going to influence the environment for good, rather than the environment affecting her for bad.
Who's around her?
Yeah.
That's what people just don't get. They don't realize how important the observation exercise is, because it's the trolley car that gets you there to be able to throw away the map once you arrive.
That's correct.
And so she'll go from being assured to actually getting it.
Well, you know what? I feel embarrassed. You know, I don't know if I feel embarrassed. I don't really feel anything. It is a shame that people will spend money on records and worshipping rock stars and doing make all the gyrations and going yelling crazy and saluting like Hitler to music. I can barely sell a book. It's very strange how people, the dark side of people is afraid of the light side of people. And I'm sorry, but those who have been listening to me and have not supported me and not going to benefit but listen anyway, sometimes are caught up with me when I say they shouldn't be.
I'm one of them that hasn't contributed, not caught up with you, but I've only sent a measly $30, $40 over 30 years.
No, that's not good, is it?
It isn't.
This is not fair.
It isn't fair. The benefit I get.
Are you all right?
Fine.
Good.
You
have a question, because I need some. There are lots of people waiting.
Yes. Well, I wondered, when you say that Jesus was born not heir to the seed of Adam.
That's right.
The devolution, you know, the mistake.
Yeah, but we were all born. You have never had a free choice. But there are a few people who, like myself, got sort of, now I use the word baptized. I didn't know that I was different from other people. I didn't know that I had something almost that came with me with my being born. But my brother not. My brother's a wicked person. Really wicked Jewish. Jewish people are not wicked, but he is really, really crazy with rituals, and he hates me, and if I was Jesus and he was Caiaphas, I'd be hanging on a cross. That's, he just hates me just because I did a lot of good things for him, and he couldn't handle it. He felt humiliated by the good things I did as an older brother after my father died, which I took care of him and took him to Africa with me and put him through school and didn't ask anything of him for that. But that happens when people don't know how to take gifts and feel humiliated. But anyway, I was lost my train of thought, basically. But what was your question? Oh yes, Jesus. Hello? We're having problems here. There's a second call that fell away. I don't care about Vince. No, we'll go on to our next caller. I'm all right with Charles. We'll take a new call, because we will take these new calls. I think if my memory serves me correctly, that we have done our thing with Charles. But I just want to make this point to my audience, that I'm a Jewish man that loves your Jesus. But I do love him. He's in my heart, see? And it's a real thing. But I didn't know that it was him. I remember these things. I remember as a 15-year-old boy thinking, I remember the thoughts. If I think of Buddha, nothing moves. I just think of him as a name. If I thought of God, well, that also was far away. But when the word Jesus came to me, and my father didn't teach me any religion, he says, you have to find it for yourself, which was good. And I didn't know I was finding it. It was finding me. And I didn't know I was different, but I was. It took me a long time, you know, all the way through, you know, learning about hypnosis and being married and practicing hypnotherapy and then discovering the mystery of the fact that people are mesmerized and there's two ways of controlling the mind, from the outside by pressure and from the inside by learning to resist that pressure in a human way. You preserve your humanness if you can find the light of truth, and that happens to be salvation from original sin. In other words, you have never had, you've never been not a sinner. Christians know that, and it's an interesting thing that we all have that fall short of the glory. Exactly right, because you can't help but come into the world and expect to not be, have something waiting for you to get inside you. The very fact of being born to imperfect parents is enough. And they go, if you go to church, doesn't mean to say you're Christian, just because you go to a church and you belong to that. Jesus came, if I may say so, just be philosophical, to save you from religion, not to give you a new one, so that you don't need people to tell you how to think and to lead you like a bunch of sheep. And you're never going to get better that way, ever. Maybe. Lucky. I don't know, maybe because you already had it. But the churches are being, you know, the church is a good place to get it, but it's too mechanical. There's something about the way you study it, and we'll talk about that later on, that makes it, gets in the way of finding it. And let me take my calls. We have a full house. Who's next? Oh, break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got if everybody hold the line, we're going to have a caller after the break, and then we have another hour. And since we have a lot of people, the people online can listen and enjoy. Please support the program. Please don't let me beg for the troops. Do you understand? I'm trying to sell some property, a building that we bought on an auction, which was a very beautiful home, to raise the money. It's been sitting there. So we could turn that money into CDs for the military. I shouldn't have to do that, but I have to. Okay, thank you. Because no, not enough people are helping. Thank you. Well, you know, you might want to go to Amazon, .com and look, Roy Masters books. I guess you can type that in. I'm not sure the procedure. I haven't been there myself, but we have 7 books up there now. And one of them is Hypnotic States of Americans. But it's not a good seller, because the whole idea of you being mesmerized is painful to you, that you don't have a mind of your own. And the lady, that young lady, first caller, clearly didn't have a mind of her own. When you can't take control of your thoughts, surely you don't have a mind of your own. And when you struggle, you got less of a mind of your own, because you're being tempted to struggle. But then you say to yourself, well, it will say, well, if you don't struggle, then what do you expect? See, it tricks you. So is there a way of not struggling without giving in? That's the key. The keys to the kingdom. And I'd walk that young lady through it. That was severely disturbed, and she's only heard me a few times. How is that? On the radio, and I do it often, and nobody is moved. The amount of mail doesn't change, the number of books I sell, 1 or 2, 3, 4 a day. I've got 250 stations. Why is it a rock star? What does he do for you, or she do for you? Nothing. She just distracts you, draws you away from your broken lives, and makes you feel good about a broken life and live longer in it. And yet it's all you got. and maybe all you want if you're possessed, you know, by possessing things. Okay, now, please take down the number. The website number is FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. That's it, FHU.com. That's it, very simple. And then the address to send some support, please, we need it. It's Box 1000, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Okay, right back.
This is Advice Line program number K6639. That's K6639.
Okay, just a quick note about the seminar coming up in Oregon. It'll be my last one, I think, because I'm not young anymore. So 3 days is a bit trying, but I'll do it. And we need the money for troops. Please, I know a lot of people are out of work, but you're not. So if you are still doing well, and most of the country still is, even though you may have 18% unemployment, which our soldiers can come back to, and you see what it's going to do to them. I mean, they have suffering enough when they come back with the enemy inside them. Now you have an enemy in their own country fighting for a communist. The country's becoming communist. And you're not brave enough to define it, are you? Are they in touch? Yeah, they are in touch. You know, with the other side, wrong side of the force, other countries. They're in touch, all right. It's all deliberate. But the point is, not everybody knows. Not everybody who's in politics know that they are the enemy. They don't know it. Just like the lady that called. And the father that molested her, he couldn't help doing to her, or it was done to him when he was a kid, or something was done to him. And it goes, and so you may not know that you're doing harm to people, or may not want to know it, to even take pleasure at it. And when you see yourself doing it, you can't stop yourself. That's hypnotic states. It's not just trauma. And you have to understand what I have to call it what it is, called sin. So, let me see. Sin. You can replace all who sin are slaves. So hypnotic state is a slave of intimidation. So what intimidates you, what seduces you, the seducer is Svengali. That's the role he plays. And that it shocks you into submission. And so you could shock other people into submission, but maybe you're a decent person, so the only other choice is to remain in submission, so you don't do it. So you'd rather love the... All you got is to serve the other person or be a people pleaser. That is a hypnotic state. And people pleasers give their country away. See that? You give your life to other people. You live your life trying to please them. Never have a life of your own, but it is a kind of life, isn't it? People love you, and they reward you for your servitude. That's what it is. Okay, now, we've only got a few minutes of this part of the program, but we have another hour coming up. And who is going to be the next caller? Vivian, is it? Yeah, Vivian. Let's see if we can just give a little quickie to Vivian here about her son. Hello, Vivian.
Hello, Roy Masters. I wish you would run for president.
I don't have a birth certificate. I don't have an American birth certificate, even though I'm an American citizen, so I really can't be. They'd vet me out, so even if I tried to...
maybe one of your children.
No. What else? What can I do for you?
Well, I have a 21-year-old son, to.
But you know, you sound very childlike.
Yes, I know.
And that's not healthy. So it's almost like your son might lose respect for you.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
You have no business trying to discipline, in your state, a 21-year-old son. He's beyond your ability. You probably made him. I'm not blaming you because...
No.
I'm not going to blame you for that because I know you want to do right by him, but you don't know what right is, you see. So I think you better sort of back off from that son and say, look, son, I apologize. I feel guilty for the circumstances I've brought you into. And I have problems of my own, and I've tried to live through you to make you a better person. And I think I've done some harm. I've maybe spoiled you and pushed myself on you. And, you know, pretended to be what I'm really not. So, but the more I try to help you, the worse you get. So I can understand that a woman like me has no business trying to tell a man like you how to be a man. So please, please don't upset me into trying to help you, because I'm a people pleaser. I want to try harder and harder, and you will just run away from me or get angry with me. Please help me to be be the man that I never had in my life. You're my son. Just don't tempt me to tempt you to be the man you need to be without me, so I don't have to say anything to you. Be your own person. I appreciate it. That kind of language would be really good.
Really good, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the reason is because he would go out with a young lady and be back at 12 midnight, and then
I know, but
that's not a good idea.
Yeah, but this is beyond you now, and he needs to. If he has a problem, he needs to call me. So I don't know. You really can't do much about that. It's too late.
So I should just let him do this.
You can't stop him. You're too feeble. Can't stop him. Let it go. The more you try to help him, the worse it gets. Back off. Let it live a life of sin. We're not perfect. He'll come, may come to his senses one day through suffering. We all have to do that. Can't manage his life. You can't even manage your own. All right. I'm Roy Masters. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Yes, we're going to have another hour, so everybody hang in there, and we'll get it to as many people as possible. You will all be able to listen to the callers, and we'll see if we can take them in a chain whereby I won't have to re-explain myself, but the next caller kind of picks up with the problems of the last caller, having solved that problem. See, all problems come from one thing, like a seed of a tree with many branches into. And so every part of that tree is part of a beginning seed. And that's so every illness and every suffering on this earth, mental, emotional, physical, even war, divorce, comes from one thing, separation from God. And whatever that means. But, you know, you go to church, you hear people go to synagogue, you go to your imams and your edads, and they can't help you. They can talk about it. They can talk about and read scriptures to you and interpret things for you when you should be doing that for yourself. You should be able to see clearly into the future. At the least, you can see a couple of seconds ahead of time. I can. I can see 25 years ahead. I've been predicting this for 30 years, what's happening to you every day. If you're just a new listener, but if you're an old listener, you've heard me explain what will happen to you. You're going to lose your country. And the only way you're going to get it back is to find yourself. And you need to be a strong person in a tea party. The tea party isn't strong enough yet. In other words, it's got a sort of God, but not a complete one. The kind that the effect that I had on that young lady is much more powerful than our own and natural energies. We use our natural energies to find the spiritual path.